once again here at the 2015 Animal Ag Alliance, and Dr. Helen Wojcinski, Science and Sustainability Manager for Hybrid Turkey, just got done talking to us about videos going viral and how the industry can stay proactive but also be transparent and kind of the crisis management with that. So Helen, first of all, tell me a little bit about your background in the industry.
My personal background is I'm a veterinarian by training, and I specialized in poultry, and I am a certified welfare auditor, and I've been with Hybrid for 25 years, and for me, it's been great because it's been a company and an industry that's changed a lot in 25 years and offered new opportunities and challenges.
Well, you shared with us today an incident that Hybrid Turkeys had to experience about a year ago with Mercy for Animals and kind of their campaign to kind of take down the turkey industry. First of all, you gave us a day-by-day account of what happened and your experience with that, and you as a spokesperson for the company. Get the high notes and tell me the learning process that it took.
Well, the one thing that I guess we had to sit back and realize when it was all done is it wasn't perhaps MFA hitting Hybrid or specifically the turkey industry. They really focused on all of animal agriculture across Canada in order to have their messaging of there being a lack of governmental control and no one knowing what's going on in the welfare of the animals. From the day one was our initial contact with somebody from the media, and it wasn't day four was that they announced that they had a video but wouldn't release it to us. We weren't able to actually see the video until about day 14, and it was not through them, it was through an allied industry member that had received a copy of it. So in the interim, we were able to figure out that on one of our farms we did have a Mercy for Animals undercover infiltrator, and that person had taken the undercover video and given it to the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
Well, what steps do you feel that you guys were able to take that you want to be able to make sure that others that might be in similar situations also take to help protect and educate the industry?
Well, I guess the one thing is we always want to make sure that we have good animal welfare programs in place, and we have the commitment of senior managers and also engagement of the employees so that they understand what that means. So training is very important, and also the transparency with our customers and consumers through, you know, audits or sharing with them what our practices are. Emphasizing as well that we're always looking for better ways, things that are better for our animals and better for our people.
Well, you talked about, you know, what's best for your birds, what's best for your employees, but also remembering the public's perceptions as one of the things that you learned. So what other things, and to add to that, did you guys learn, and you specifically working in the turkey industry or poultry industry your entire life, learn?
Well, I guess the one thing is it can be very difficult and very disturbing. If you've never seen a turkey euthanized, for example, no one wants to have to euthanize an animal, but unfortunately it is our responsibility for an animal's if it's not going to recover, and it's a difficult decision to make. So what we had to look at was using a method, changing a method that wouldn't be so visually graphic to one that would be more acceptable by the consumer.
Take-home message for not only those in attendance, but others, companies, and all of us involved in animal agriculture to take home and really put to use and practices on their own operations.
To lead some of the issues, not to be worried about that someone is going to come on to my farm and they're going to find something and they're going to take a video. They may well take a video. You know, encourage people with fresh set of eyes to look at what you do, and then challenge yourself to see if there is a better way to do it, something better for the animals and better for the people and better for the consumer.
Well, thank you, Helen. Once again, talking with Dr. Helen Wojcinski with Hybrid Turkey here at the 2015 Animal Ag Alliance. I'm Jamie Johansson.